doesn't give anybody financial aid. This doesn't give anybody a path to citizenship. It doesn't anyone to, you know, to go back and see their families, you know, their grandparents and then their cousins and everything. But it may, you know, it may just open a couple of doors.
Conrado Santos is speaking about President Obama's announcement made last week that he would not deport foreign nationals that came to the country illegally as children, as long as they meet certain educational standards. Santos is undocumented and came to the U.S. as a young teen from Brazil with his parents. He's now organizing for the Student Immigration Movement, a coalition of fellow young undocumented individuals advocating for comprehensive immigration reform. Frank Soltz of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition, or MIRA, says that students like Santos may now qualify for in-state tuition.
According to the Department of Higher Ed's current standards for what in-state qualification requires.
Soltz mentioned that immigration reform is necessary because immigrants are a boon to the state's economy.
They create jobs, they start businesses, they're a tremendous asset to the state. In fact, they already represent something like 17% of the regular workforce and only 14% of the population.
Soltz mentioned that a large portion of the state's biotech industry was started by immigrants. Large populations of legal and illegal immigrants live in cities across the state, but Hillary Green of the Berkshire Immigrant Center says that the public is sometimes unaware of those living in the westernmost portion of the Commonwealth.
For years and years, I think people have kind of thought of the Berkshires as being a very homogenous community. And the truth is that we have one of the most diverse communities in the state. In fact, when I submit reports to Boston, they are always shocked by the different countries and numbers of individuals that we serve.
Green said that the move by President Obama will give approximately 100 young people in Berkshire County the ability to continue their education after high school.
This is really going to give them an opportunity to come out of the shadows, to get a status that will enable them to work and have educational opportunities and to really go on to give back to their communities and to follow their dreams.
MIRA estimates that between 11 and 20,000 people in Massachusetts would be affected by the DREAM Act if it were to ever pass. While Conrado Santos is overjoyed by the president's promise, he still feels that more reform is necessary.
This is just a tiny, tiny thing, you know, and that those of us who are beneficiaries, we're happy, you know, that we got it, but there's a lot more people in our community that are just as deserving of this, you know, and it's not just the youth that deserve to be treated, you know, with dignity, with respect.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.